The state Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that the Department of Health overextended its authority when it created some new rules applying to hospital mergers and affiliations. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
The new rule was intended to address the growing number of secular hospitals forming partnerships with Catholic health organizations. Critics say religious doctrine often governed these affiliations and would limit people's access to reproductive or end-of-life services. Sally Sanford is Associate Professor of Law at UW Law School. The court's decision, she says, means that rule won't be available as a tool for regulating hospitals, nor is it going to end the debate.
The issues about whether or not these are good for access and good for cost control and good for the community, those questions are not going to go away.
The Washington State Hospital Association, the group that challenged the rule, says it's pleased with the court's decision. Spokesperson Mary Kay Clunies-Ross says those fears have been unfounded. She says a recent report by the Office of Financial Management showed there has been no impact.
Mostly because those services are generally not hospital services. In fact, about 99% of people who voluntarily terminate do not do that in a hospital.
I would not agree with that statement.
Leah Rutman is with the ACLU of Washington State. She says there have been changes. For example, when Harrison Medical Center in Bremerton became part of the Franciscan Health System in 2013.
They stopped providing death with dignity services. When Swedish affiliated with Providence, they stopped providing a lot of termination services. I mean, there are quite a few examples where services have been either constrained or eliminated when these affiliations occur.
The ACLU maintains government oversight is needed and is exploring other avenues to do that. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.